Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's episode is all about drama. Now, I many of you will know I was a drama student in London for many years. I worked as an actor, and drama was our business. And it was only when I stopped acting professionally that I realized drama is most people's business. Like, people are incredibly dramatic on the whole. There are exceptions. In the way that they experience their life, in the way that they retell the stories of what has happened to them or what is happening to them. And even if they aren't unduly dramatic to others, when you get to know them, as a coach, I get to have some pretty deep conversations with people. You see that, boy, there's a lot of drama in the way that they tell a story in their own mind. Now, again, if you are a playwright, if you are a screenwriter, if you are a novelist, the ability to create drama is a wonderful gift because that's the point. But it works less well if you want to have a wonderful life. And part of what keeps dramas in place are personal dramas. Oh my gosh, and then this happened, and then they did this, and then I did that, and then they did this, and over here this is happening, and they are doing that to them. And it feels like if we want to relax, if we want to find peace, we have to resolve the drama. We have to solve the problem. We have to get the other person to change their behavior, or we have to leave them. We have to get the other country to change its behavior, or we have to find a different planet to live on. We have to do this, or else the drama cannot be resolved, and we rack our brains and we try to figure out what is the solution to the drama. Not realizing that the opposite of drama is clarity. And neither drama nor clarity have anything to do with the content. So to make that a little more real, there was an insurance company in the United Kingdom whose slogan for many years was, "We won't make a drama out of a crisis." And one of the reasons that was such a powerful slogan is it acknowledged that, yeah, sometimes there's very real things to deal with in your life. But you either deal with them from a place of clarity inside yourself, or they become part of your drama. They become the next chapter in the story of you, the never-ending story of us. And when you start to see that the opposite of drama is clarity, and I'll credit, I first heard that phrase from a teacher writer named Charles Davies, whose work I just really enjoy. You can find him online. Then you realize that the solution to drama is clarity, not the resolution of the drama. In other words, let's say that you have an unexpected bill, and suddenly it goes from, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is the bill. I can't believe that I messed up or somebody else messed me up or the company is messing me around and I knew I should have done different things with my money and now I'm going to be broke and I'm never going to get out of this little crappy place that I live because I'm just no good with money and I've never been good with money and it's probably my parents' fault or it's this person's fault or it's this, whatever the content of the drama is, and then we kind of go, okay, let me figure this out. Let me figure out what to do. Okay, if I get money from here and I get money from here, then I can pay the bill. And if we come up with a plausible solution, we think, okay, great, drama over, I won. But because we're so in the habit of creating drama, there'll be another drama along in a minute. But now imagine the same scenario, where you get this unexpected bill and, oh my gosh, and this and this and this, and then you notice, oh, I'm creating drama. I am making a drama out of a crisis. I'm making a drama out of a situation. Okay, well, let me come back to myself. Let me stop telling that story for a minute, or stop telling the story in that style. The dramatic storytelling style. And let's just go back to clarity, to that quiet, clear place. Well, what's interesting is when we are in clarity, the feeling of clarity that I experience most often when I am clear in relation to something, I am clear while something is going on, is a kind of a calm determination. And from that feeling, if there's anything to be done, there's not a lot of drama about it. I just do it. And if there's nothing to be done, there's not a lot of drama about it, because there's nothing to be done. And things get resolved. But not because I've figured it out and I've resolved them. Because A, often when the drama settles and you're back in clarity, you realize this is going to take care of itself. Or because you realize, okay, I'm going to take care of this as best I can. And this is why trying to figure out how to resolve our problems tends to not only not work, but we drive ourselves crazy trying to do it, is that the solution to drama is a feeling, not a doing. And you can't figure out a feeling. Figuring out is the intellect. It's really good at math, and it's really good at logic, but it has no connection to the world of deeper feeling. And once you realize that the solution you're looking for, what Sid Banks called the ultimate answer to any question, is a return to clarity, a return to that quiet knowing inside, that clear seeing place inside, then it stops making sense to try to figure everything out. And it stops seeming like a good idea or a necessity to turn anything into drama. Unless you happen to create drama for a living, in which case, it's not a problem that needs solving. So your homework, if you want homework this week, is to just notice. And you may notice it first in other people and go, oh my gosh, they're so dramatic. That's terrible. I need to hang out with different people. And then at some point you notice, oops, that's me creating drama. And if I don't, the second I stop, I return to clarity. And the drama is solved, because it was never real outside of the stir and spin of my own thinking in the first place. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring. And as best you can, don't make a drama out of your drama. And I'll talk with you soon.